Hello and welcome to the podcast produced by the Northern Region of the University and College Union. My name's John Bryan and we're recording this on the 25th of September 2020. Coming up a little bit later on, I'll be talking to Adam Hansen. Adam is one of the senior branch officers at the University and College Union at Northumbria University branch. And we're talking to him about the particular circumstances he and his colleagues find himself in. This week, we've seen the Prime Minister address the country in a Prime Ministerial broadcast, informing us about further restrictions that are going to take place, which may be in effect for the next 6 months. We've also seen an increasing number of local lockdowns or restrictions in various parts of the country, including parts of the North East, which have now been in effect for over a week. In Scotland, we've seen universities hit the news with large number of infections amongst various students. And we've also seen teaching starting to begin in universities in different parts of the UK, both this week, next week, and the coming weeks. Now, teaching's been going on for some time and took place all the way through lockdown, but the difference here is that this is about face-to-face teaching, on-campus teaching. This is people returning to the campuses and engaging with students in person. Now, each university in the North East has adopted a different approach as we see a return to campus, a return to face-to-face or in-person teaching. But Newcastle and Northumbria universities decided to issue a joint statement on behalf of both institutions. A joint statement that the trade unions were not consulted about, nor even informed that it was taking place. So University and College Union at Newcastle University and Northumbria University issued its own joint statement. They announced that they were not told about the statement prior to its release, nor was it something that the unions felt able to sign up to. Both unions at Newcastle and Northumbria said that they'd been meeting members and that their members had concerns about working on campus and the amount of face-to-face teaching that they were being asked to do. And we're going to speak to Adam shortly about the experience of Northumbria University branch. Okay, I'm joined on the podcast now by Adam Hansen. Adam is the branch chair of Northumbria University and College Union, which has its main campus in Newcastle upon Tyne city centre. Welcome to the podcast, Adam.
Thank you.
And we're talking to you because in Newcastle, there's been a local lockdown, which was announced by the government on the 17th of September, came into force the following day. And both Newcastle and Northumbria University issued a joint statement on that day with the support of the student union. And that was something that I think came a bit of surprise to both Newcastle and Northumbria UCU. What was your take on that?
Yeah, it wasn't just a surprise to UCU. I think it was a surprise to all staff. Certainly as branch chair, one of the things I've been trying to do is really reach out to our students' union and share with them concerns from staff that we've managed to articulate in sort of statements on face-to-face teaching, etc. So when that came out, part of my feeling was this, and I'll be honest, any union, even a student's union, operates in the kind of interest of its members. So I can see why they would want to do that. But I'd want to add that maybe sometimes you can work in the best interest of your members by working with other unions or other organisations or other groups. So to sign up to that and not consult us beforehand was problematic. And another way of looking at it would be if the roles were reversed, and UCU was asked to endorse or ratify a statement that involved the health and safety of our students, we would, as a matter of course, want to consult with the students first. Do you feel happy about this? Do you feel safe? And the fact that didn't happen is a concern, I think.
Okay, and you've had a number of meetings with your members both this week and last week. I mean, this recording's taking place on the 25th of September, and you had a meeting last week where members raised concerns with you about working on campus and the amount of face-to-face teaching that you were being asked to do. And I know that both yourself and Newcastle University UCU adopt the opinion that face-to-face teaching and staff attendance on campus should be reduced to an absolute minimum, especially in light, of the local lockdown measures. And is that something that you've been trying to negotiate and agree with the university management?
It is, and for a long time. Our kind of position is we should offer online provision as the default where it's possible to do so, and halt a return to large-scale face-to-face delivery. You know, the Northumbria Newcastle Vice Chancellor's joint statement said we are asking staff and students to only come to campus when necessary. And it seems self-evident to us that for much of the teaching we do, not all the teaching we do, but for much of the teaching we do, it is not necessary we come onto campus. And let's remember that joint statement was issued in the interest of public health. And if you're asking more people than are probably necessary to be on campus, to be travelling around the city, then what does that do to that public health agenda or that public health drive? Does it compromise it? What's worth saying about Northumbria too is, you know, we have spent millions on a state-of-the-art e-learning platform that a lot of us use and have used already, and we used it when we went into lockdown back in March and April. It's got some amazing features. You know, there's some things in it that could maybe be a little bit more functional, but it's got some amazing features. It's not like we don't have the resource to do that. So, you know, properly supported, we believe online delivery where possible would not necessarily compromise the student experience. Clearly, if you're doing something clinical, if it requires showing students how to take blood, then you'd need to be on campus face-to-face with appropriate risk mitigation measures in place. But if you're going to deliver a seminar on, I don't know, Shakespeare, you can do that online. I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it's exactly comparable, but we need to remember we are in a pandemic situation. And what students want, my view of what students want, is they want interaction, good quality interaction with each other and with the tutor. They want parity of experience, so they want the same experience that their peers are getting, and they want continuity in education. Now, this blended approach arguably compromises aspects of those student wishes, in the sense that how can we say that we've got parity when even on an individual module there might be some tutors who, for very good reasons, maybe they're clinically vulnerable and not delivering anything on campus, but they're doing it all online, and yet some tutors are doing it on campus. There you've got a disparity of provision. Equally, in terms of continuity of provision, how it's much easier to ensure that everyone gets the same thing for the whole semester when you do it online in the current context. It's much harder to ensure that if, you know, on the one hand, a student might have to lock down for two, also isolate for 2 weeks, a member of staff might isolate for 2 weeks, people will be ill, students are worried about coming onto campus. And so if you've got this weird, oh yeah, we're gonna have a couple of weeks on campus, then we'll have to move to being online, then the continuity is disrupted. And just to put this very, very simply, I think I and all my colleagues absolutely love working with students. It's the best bit of the job. Doing a seminar, working with them to, you know, change the way they view things, but also change the way you view things. It's amazing. It is a privilege and a pleasure to do. We want to carry on doing that. And in that sense, you know, the Prime Minister said universities should remain open. We are open to do that. We want to do that. It's our bread and butter. Much easier to do that with less face-to-face. The last thing I'd say, of course, is that, you know, the fewer people there are on campus, the easier it is to schedule and make safe those forms of delivery which have to take place on campus. You know, if you free up resource, you free up time for cleaning, etc.
And I know one of the things that I know that you said to the university on the 22nd of September, you set out the concerns that members had raised with you, and you also offered some constructive solutions about what could be done regarding the provisions for teaching delivery in the context of COVID-19. And I know that you were concerned about the extent to which the university executive were taking those concerns seriously. And as a result, your branch has declared a dispute with the university on this issue.
Yeah.
So can I just clarify, what is it that you're going to be asking members to do? Because teaching is supposed to be starting quite soon. And what is it that we're getting members to do? Is there any advice that we're giving directly to our members of UCU?
Yeah, so we have passed this motion, which is declaring a dispute and with the potential for industrial action of a strike or action short of a strike. But obviously that takes time to come into effect. It takes time to organise. So we're very acutely aware that members need support and protection now. One of the things we've done then is we've provided members with templates that we got from Region that allow them to say to their line manager directly, I've got a concern about on-site safety. I'm requesting to continue to work from home. And the grounds of that is that we are saying to them, and they are saying to their line managers, that the relevant risk assessments are not simple or sufficient. And we've shared with members our comments on the latest version, the latest workable version of the risk assessment, the teaching risk assessment that we were provided with. A subsequent one came out, but with what, maybe 12 working hours before teaching would start. So that doesn't really allow for timely, appropriate engagement under the legislation with the union or indeed with staff. How can people have that communicated to them? How can they act on it? So yeah, the first thing we've done is provided people with a template that says, I've got concerns about on-site safety, I seek to continue to work from home. I'm requesting to work remotely, and I'm making this request under certain forms of legislation. We're very conscious that a lot of managers, that puts an awful lot of pressure on line managers, and we have a lot of members who are line managers. When we're asking people to send this out, we're suggesting they also say, if should you need to escalate this, then please do so. In a sense, we don't want line managers to be in the position of having to decide what is ultimately a life and death, could potentially be a life and death situation for people. We're also aware that, you know, if people don't go in, if they contravene a direct instruction, a requirement to go onto campus, they could potentially be in breach of contract and be disciplined for that. So we anticipate that with great reluctance and great trepidation, a lot of people are going to be going on a campus. And we don't necessarily think that's safe because of things like the risk assessment not being suitable and sufficient. That leads to a second template that we shared with members, again from Region, basically saying, you know, again, I've seen the risk assessment. I don't think it's suitable. I don't think it's sufficient. I am coming onto campus with great reluctance and great concerns, and I want you to address these. This is what someone will be saying to their line manager or head of department subsequently. And I also want you to explain to me that, you know, if any incidents occur, how that will be articulated or recorded to staff.
Thanks, Adam. That's really helpful. And I'm looking again at the motion that you passed this week and where you remind the university that they have a duty to consult with unions in good time when they're introducing measures which have an impact on the health and safety at work of all employees. So just finally, do you have a message for everyone listening into the podcast about the university, the union, and what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, what I'd like to say about that phrase that you just read out, first of all, is credit where it's due. We took that from Anglia Ruskin's motion that led to them voting on the dispute. So it's worth saying that, you know, in the spirit of solidarity. What I'd say is, you know, the bottom line is people are worried. My members are worried. My friends who are members and colleagues are worried. They're worried for themselves and their families. They're worried for their students, not just in terms of health, but also in terms of the impact this will have on their education. And they're worried for the community that the students are part of and that we serve. Now, there are some huge challenges facing universities like mine and many other universities across the country. And there are no easy answers. There's no magic bullet that's going to make everybody safe, that's going to make sure students get the kind of provision they deserve. But universities have a huge ability to meet that. And the very simplest thing that needs to happen is online, where possible, for now. It's a very simple message. It will fix a lot of problems that are stacking up at the moment.
That's great. Thanks very much. All the best, Adam.
Thank you, John.
So Northumbria University and College Union have decided to declare a dispute. They had a meeting this week where 184 people voted in favour of declaring a dispute and nobody voted against. 10 abstentions. You can follow UCU Northumbria on Twitter by going to @UCUNUBranch. There you can find and follow them on Twitter and you can see the motion that they passed. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, favourite or follow our podcasts in whichever podcast app you use. You can get our podcast free of charge in most podcast apps, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts and many more. Or you can just go direct to anchor.fm on the website and search UCU Northern Region. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to share our podcasts and tell other people. Thanks now.